This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bing Crosby again. Here's a song from Country Girl, the picture I work in with Bill Holden and Grace Kelly. This is called Love and Learn. You'll hear the lovely voice and the stylish delivery of Patty Andrews with me in this.
Oh, oh, it's a dream and a plot.
It's what you think it's not.
You gotta love and learn. Love and learn, love and learn. It's a breeze and then a burn. You retreat and then return. You may have climbed the tree of knowledge, but when you love, you really learn.
Love and learn.
Learn a lot.
It's the be and end all. Then it's not.
Love and learn.
It's a dream.
Love and learn.
It's a plan.
Love and learn.
It's something out of seventh heaven or something misbegot.
Each morning when I count my blessings, they tally up to none. I've arrived at this. The state of bliss is somewhat overdone.
Love
and learn. Weep and sing.
Oh, love.
Till the final day of reckoning. But when arms start to cling, with the thrills kisses bring, what you have learned is you haven't learned a thing.
Each morning when I count my blessings, they tally up to none. I've arrived at this. Overdone.
You gotta love.
Love and learn.
In order to learn.
Weep and sing.
Only to breathe.
Till the final day of reckoning. But when arms start to cling, with the thrills kisses bring, what you have learned is you haven't learned.
It's a dream and it's a plot. What you thought it was not.
But when I begin to cling,
and angels start to sing, what you have learned is you haven't learned a thing.
Ah, nice kickoff, Bing. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you, I was in my dentist's office this afternoon reading an old copy of the New Yorker magazine.
Oh, you're at the dentist, huh? You having trouble with your rack?
No trouble with my teeth.
Doctor, you're okay, huh?
Well, I just dropped in to read some old New Yorkers.
Well, now that makes a nice afternoon, but you seem upset. What's the cause of your jitters, Ken? Were you frightened by a Charles Adams cartoon?
Maybe? No, they are pretty frightening, yeah. But I was reading in the Talk of the Town section that the calendar reform situation looks as though it were coming to a head now.
Oh, that is shocking news. By the way, Ken, just what is the calendar reform situation?
Well, it's a movement sponsored by the World Calendar Association, which recommends four identical quarters of one 31-day month and two 30-day months, plus a 365th day in ordinary years, and 365th and 366th days in leap years.
Well, now, I'm for that, definitely.
Well, good.
Oh, I like a lot of that. Fine.
Well, you see, Bing, the present, or Gregorian calendar, makes the year 26 seconds too long.
No.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And this causes the seasons to drift backward at the rate of one day every 3,323 years.
For heaven's sake, something's got to be done about that quick.
Well, I should hope so. United Nations is going to take it up.
Well, I should hope so. This has got to be taken care of.
Just imagine the seasons drifting backwards at the rate of one day every 3,323 years, and you and I just sitting here doing nothing about it.
Oh, it's horrifying. You lie down there, Ken, over there in the corner. You're getting pale. I'll sing something. Not too loud, something soft.
Oh, it's all right. You just sing as loud as you wish, Bing.
Oh, no. This is a soother, Ken. You just relax. Contemplate our Marjorie Main catalog there on the wall.
Ah, yes, yes.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be, worries me. For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be, worries me. For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Here's a song from a country girl that I think you'll like. It's a philosophical type tune. Got a nice idea with it, I think. Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin wrote this song. It's called It's Mine and It's Yours.
Hurry, 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 and do away with worry, 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 worry. Sometime or other, brother, everybody gets his back to the wall. But simpletons, noodle heads, you're all. If you don't take advantage of my cure-all. Here's the silver moon from the sky up there, and the emerald meadow outdoors. What a wealth of treasure there is to share. It's mine, it's yours. If you'd live a dream, oh, how precious is an imagination that soars. It can make the world we're in hers and his and mine and yours. If you want blue skies about, year in,
year in,
year out, all you'll ever need in the last analysis is this. Try a cheerful song and a valentine and a sense of humor that scores, and you're never in a spin. It's a bright world we're in, and it's mine and yours. Here's a mirror-like lake to go fishing in. Here's the gold at the break of day. Here's a moss-covered well to go wishing in, and stars from the Milky Way. Here's a moonbeam that wants to go peeping in. Here's a lilt that the bluebird shares. Here's a tropical night to go sleeping in. Step up and sample my west. Try a cheerful song and a valentine and a sense of humor that scores. Then you're never in a spin. It's a bright world you're in, and it's mine. Got to be yours.
You know, up ahead there, we were kind of kidding the World Calendar Association, but it looks like they actually have something. I've received some literature from the association, and they certainly claim great things for their proposed calendar. They say that replacing today's slipshod calendar with a scientific civil world calendar would lower taxes, reduce costs of government, help home budgeting, equalize salary payments, save bookkeeping expenses, standardize school schedules, and aid farmers to plan crops. It would simplify legal procedures, and it would stabilize business planning. Also promote world peace and cut arms costs, and benefit everyone. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get that new calendar. Get rid of all our cares and woes. We can all go fishing under this new setup. See, I guess I should sing something while I'm so elated.
From the Broadway production, Me and Juliet,
is a song called No Other Love.
End of this 15. Should we get together tomorrow night, huh? Same time, same place? Good night, then, and thank you very much.
Be sure to tune in again tomorrow night to Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole and his group, transcribed from Hollywood.
Once again, America is on the march of dimes fight against polio. The way things look now, we're well on the way toward winning that fight. But the research, the nationwide tests, and the treatment of those already afflicted with polio take lots of money. In order for the fight to continue to its successful conclusion, all of us should join the 1955 March of Dimes. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes campaign. America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.